Greetings to our listeners. In today's story, we, Time of Hope Radio, invite you to follow along as we start with The Road of Hope by Archbishop Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thuận, translated by Peter Bukowil and recorded by readers Danielle,
Quân Nhân,
Mai Khanh, Quân Mai,
Kiều Vũ,
and Silong.
Chapter 6, The Supernatural Life. Supernatural life consists in a wholehearted commitment to the will of God.
102. If everybody should approve of you, but God disapproves of your conduct, how terrible for you. If everybody should insult you, falsely accuse you, or persecute you, but God praise you, happy are you, for the kingdom of heaven is yours. Luke chapter 6, verse 22.
103. What use is it if everybody should affirm you, but God disapprove of you? If everybody should mock you, but God affirms you, happy are you. When the crowd cried out, "We must have Barabbas released." Luke chapter 23, verse 18. Barabbas remained a robber just the same. When the crowd shouted, "Crucify him." Luke chapter 23, verse 21. Our Lord was still the sinless Son of God.
104. If you are faced with ungrateful people who betrayed you and falsely accused you, what hurts you most are irrational malice which pour forth from those whom you least expect to ask thus. Your reaction in such circumstances should be to forgive right from the heart, to beg forgiveness for one's enemies, to pray with love for them to be converted. And then in this way, you will not need to rely on the consolation of the world.
105. Rejoice at your own success, but thank God when someone else is more successful than you.
106. That which is foolishness in the eyes of men is wisdom in the eyes of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 19.
107. The cross is foolishness to the Jews and a stumbling block to the Greeks. But as for us, we glory in the cross of our Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22 through 24.
108. To spend the whole day in church does not necessarily mean you are holy. If at the same time you still criticize others, you still react according to the wisdom of the world, or you are still self-centered. John and James were with our Lord often, but yet he still had to ask them, "Whose spirit do you have?" Luke chapter 9, verse
55. 109. Do not say, "I follow my conscience." Is there any conscience left to follow?
110. Poverty, obedience, mortification, meekness, charity, forgiveness, and humility are all foolishness in the eyes of the world, but supremely important in the eyes of God. That which the world regards as a misfortune, God considers as true happiness.
111. Look at everything from God's point of view, and you will see things with different values and different perspectives.
112. In all the activities and struggles that you might be engaged in, discern how you act by asking yourself, how much is there in this of desire to do God's will? How much of self-love, desire of personal advantage, and of self-will? Perhaps there is a little of God in your endeavors.
113. It is for me to plant the seed, for Apollo to water it, but it was God who gave the increase. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6.
114. If there is no resurrection, Catholics are the most unfortunate people in the world. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14.
115. When you proclaim, "For God and for the Church," stand silently in the presence of God and honestly ask Him, Lord, do you see me working completely for you? You are the essential object of all that I do. I should be ashamed to admit that there were any other stronger motive.
116. As you have dedicated yourself to the service of God, why do you still compare your life to the life of others, complaining about the inferiority of various circumstances of your life? Why do you regret serving God because of some losses which you suffer?
117. Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name. Nevertheless, to rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Luke chapter 10, verse 17 and 20.
Chapter 7, Prayer. My vocation is to pray.
118. Action without prayer is useless in the sight of God. Otherwise, a robot could do more than you.
119. Prayer is of prime importance. Secondly, there is sacrifice. And only in third place do we have activity.
120. Prayer is the foundation of the spiritual life. When you are praying, you are joined in a communication with God, just as an electric light bulb glows by being connected with a generator.
121. You believe that prayer is all-powerful, don't you? Then, consider our Lord's words. And I tell you, ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Luke chapter 11, verse 9. Can any insurance company give a more certain guarantee than these words of our Lord?
122. The secret of nurturing the Christian life is to pray. Should there be someone who does not pray, even if he should perform a miracle, do not believe in him.
123. Pray always and everywhere. Jesus tells us we ought to pray continually. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. And watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. Matthew chapter 26, verse 41.
124. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Matthew, chapter 18, verse 20. These words of our Lord are fulfilled especially in those many communities that pray whilst living thousands of miles from a priest. They still organize themselves to pray together and to hold firmly to this practice in the midst of their difficulties and isolation.
125. Are you surprised that many people lose the grace of God, lose their faith, or turn against the church? Among the many causes, there will always be one main cause, and that is that they have long since given up prayer.
126. Do not neglect oral prayers. When the apostles asked our Lord, Lord, teach us how to pray. Luke chapter 11, verse 1. And Jesus replies, this then is to be your prayer, our Father who art in heaven. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. He was actually teaching them oral prayer.
127. Our Lord teaches you to recite prayers in order to help you pray. But prayer itself is actually the meaning and conversation between the Father and child. When you are praying, go into your inner room and shut the door upon yourself, and so pray to your Father in secret. And then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. There is no need to be formal. simply pray from the heart as a child to its father.
128. The prayers of the liturgy are very pleasing to God, because they are the words of the Bible. They are the prayers of the church, which is the mystical body of Christ. Use the missal, a book of the Psalms, or a prayer book to help you to pray.
129. It is not without foundation that I say, prayer is of prime importance. Jesus told us, Mary has chosen for herself the best part of all, that which shall never be taken away from her. Luke chapter 10, verse 42. As she sat at our Lord's feet, listening to his words and loving him, Mary Magdalene had in him all we have now in the Blessed Eucharist, the sacred scriptures, and the whole of liturgical prayer.
130. You seek a friend to comfort you, one who will ease your loneliness. Why not look for a friend who will never let you down, one who will stay with you continuously wherever you may be?
131. A seemingly holy person who does not pray is not a genuine saint. Wait and see. The veneer will crumble before long.
132. If you wish to judge a person's apostolic effectiveness, look at his or her life of prayer.
133. If you are not a person of prayer, nobody will believe that you work for God alone.
134. Why are there crises in the church? It is because people do not take prayer seriously anymore.
135. Who can describe the power of prayer? It should be as fervent as the prayer of our Blessed Mother Mary and the apostles in the upper room, as trusting as that of Jesus in the Garden of Olives, as resolute as when Moses stretched out his arms on the mountain, and as confident of forgiveness as was the prayer of the good thief.
136. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. That is, the Blessed Eucharist, the sacred scriptures, and liturgical prayer. Without these, you will have no spiritual life.
137. Prayer on the lips of an unbaptized person is a genuine sign of the beginnings of faith.
138. The spirit of prayer is like a furnace burning into your apostolic soul. If you wish to feed that fire, you must stir up those big logs of sacrifice and recollection and the little ones of frequent aspirations and secret acts of self-denial.
139. Even if you do not utter a word, God understands your heart completely. Look at that example in the gospel of the woman who was suffering from an issue of blood. As soon as she touched the hem of our Lord's garment, she received her answer immediately. Matthew chapter 9, verse 21.
140. As a sinner, you dare not stand in the presence of God, but the words of the church bid you to be reassured. Through Christ our Lord, how could you think that all the sufferings of Jesus and all the good works of his Blessed Mother and the saints would not be sufficient to encompass your little prayers?
141. Do you think that children are not yet able to do anything for the church, or that the sick can no longer do anything for the church? No, not at all. After the official prayer of the church, the prayers of children and of the sick are most pleasing to God. They should often be reminded of this.
142. The time when you pray is a period of intimacy with God, who is your Father. It is not like writing an essay. It is a time for the heart, not for the head. Do not rack your brains or scratch your head as to how you should appear before God.
143. There are many regions in the world without priests, which have maintained the faith throughout many decades by means of the recitation of prayers in the families.
144. Your prayers should encompass everybody. Your heart should include the whole world. But do not, as a consequence of this, forget the realities within yourself and around about you.
145. Spiritual books have helped make saints of many people. They are the oil which fuels the furnace of prayer.
146. In a special way, those consecrated souls should declare on their identity cards. Occupation, prayer. The other occupations in the world are being fully attended to. The world demands that you assume the role of representative and begs you, pray for me.
147. It was not because she was lazy that Mary Magdalene sat quickly at the feet of our Lord. The gospel does not canonize lazy people. Mary chose the best part. She chose to listen to our Lord, allowing his words to permeate her soul and heart, to effect a revolution within her, to operate in her and with her. Can anything be more active than that renewal, that transformation? Luke chapter 10, verse 42.
Chapter 8, Sacrifice. Sacrifice, the proof of love.
148. Sacrifice and contemplative prayer go hand in hand. If you do not practice sacrifice, do not complain if your contemplative prayer has grown cold.
149. You have to make many sacrifices when you live in the midst of people who differ from you politically, socially, and ideologically. Look at the example of Jesus, who is God. He lived among sinful mankind. This was 33 years of continuous sacrifice.
150. If you should encounter a torturer, you could adopt one of two attitudes. You could say, "This man injures me," or, "This man sacrifices me."
151. Everybody would say, "This man is a cause of misfortune to me." But you should say, "This man is the instrument which God is using to transform me."
152. Everyone venerates those who are gifted with the stigmata, that is, the impression of the five wounds of our Lord on their bodies. But all who fear God impress the five wounds of our Lord on their own bodies by means of sacrifice.
153. You think that you do not have anything to sacrifice to God, but he sees you reject so many opportunities. For example, be happy and jovial with someone who ridicules you and tries to make you angry. Be silent in the face of false and unjust accusations. Show love to a friend who betrays you. Do not utter an angry word in retaliation. Every single moment has its opportunity for sacrifice.
154. Do not sacrifice in the manner of the Pharisees, but sacrifice in accordance with the spirit of the gospel. Matthew, chapter 6, verse 16.
155. A person who truly loves sacrifices himself all the time but never speaks about it.
156. If you say, I do not have any opportunity for sacrifice, this is the sign that you still do not love God.
157. If there is no sacrifice, there will be no holiness. You have to deny yourself and take up the cross before you will be able to follow our Lord. Denying yourself is a prerequisite of holiness. Matthew chapter 16, verse 27.
158. You must sacrifice yourself, not other people.
159. For the sake of love, we are prepared to sacrifice everything. But I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. John chapter 14, verse 31.
160. If you do not practice external sacrifice, nobody will believe that you practice interior sacrifice. Mortification of the senses is most important. David fell because he did not keep guard over his eyes.
161. Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. John chapter 13, verse 1. That end was the cross. Your sacrifice must be complete. It must be a holocaust if you are going to love right to the end.
162. Sacrifice that which separates you from our Lord. Recall his words. If your foot is an occasion of falling to you, cut it off. And if your eye is an occasion of falling, pluck it out. Mark chapter 9, verse 44 and 46.
163. God often sends crosses to those he loves. But such people whom God loves in this special way are few, because not many people will accept sacrifice.
164. If you do not sacrifice in small things, you will surrender when confronted by big sacrifices.
165. As a strong incentive for yourself, define your purpose on each occasion when you make some sacrifice. For example, to save a soul, to offer it up for a sick person, to pray for the church in a region where the church in encountering many obstacles and difficulties.
166. The way you start each day is most important. Rise eagerly each morning and you will carry this enthusiasm throughout the day.
167. Do not be afraid. Read over the Acts of the Apostles. Enduring hunger and thirst, poverty, robberies, beatings, shipwreck, false accusations, imprisonment, and even death was the lot of the apostles. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25 through 27. If you are afraid, do not be an apostle.
168. If you practice self-control by means of sacrifice, your soul and body will be like two friends who are united and invincible. But if you cannot discipline yourself, your soul and body will become two enemies who are to remain so forever.
169. The person of sacrifice is tolerant towards the faults and imperfections of others, but strict in regard to his or her own faults and imperfections.
170. There are some people who make sacrifices, but want everyone else to know about it. There are people who do not make sacrifices, but would have everybody else believe they do. There are still others who frequently make sacrifices, but do not want anybody else to know about it.
171. In the solemn pilgrimage in which thousands of people take part, Everybody wants to carry the cross at the head of the procession. But in the pilgrimage of our everyday lives, how many are prepared to carry their own crosses? It is indeed difficult to be an unsung hero or heroine.
172. The choice is between holiness and sin. In many instances, holiness or sin is the result of victory or defeat in one moment requiring sacrifice.
173. The profession of faith, the credo, should sharpen our appreciation of the sacrifice of our Lord. He was born in the Virgin Mary and became man. For ourselves, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered, died, and was buried. A sacrifice during the whole of his life. A sacrifice of oblation.
174. You can sacrifice your life, sacrifice your whole existence because of your overwhelming hope in Jesus Christ. He rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven. He will come again in glory. His kingdom will have no end.
175. Do not think that you are the only one who makes sacrifices. Look around about you. From small children to those elderly ladies who sacrifice everything to rear their children and grandchildren. You should be ashamed of yourself. You would be amazed to know that there are some people who are very poor, yet under their tattered clothes there are real heroes or heroines.
Chapter 9, The Heart. Do not let your heart grow old.
176. Do not offer your heart to God and then look for the heart of another to replace it. God does not want you to play a game of heart transplant in that way.
177. With the saints, the older they become, the younger do their hearts become.
178. Do not let your heart grow older with the passing of time. Love with a love which is daily ever more intense, ever new, ever more pure, that is, with the love which God pours into your heart.
179. Why do you hesitate? If you are bound with a gold chain, cut yourself loose, so that you may make progress along this road. Our Lord is waiting to welcome you at the end of it.
180. Every time you fail, you keep saying, "Oh, if only I made a strong resolution in the beginning." I hope you do not keep having these belated regrets.
181. You feel that your heart is wavering. The saints share this feeling with you, but it is this very feeling that has helped them, by the grace of God and their own efforts to become saints.
182. You offer up to God a heart which all manner of things struggle to possess. How can you ask God to accept and be concerned about such a heart?
183. How can you expect to be given the sacred heart of our Lord when all you have to give in exchange is that crumpled heart of yours?
184. You say, "These friendships are to help me," but consider, if you are not progressing on the spiritual journey, such friendships are only burdens which are crushing you.
185. You peddle your heart everywhere to all comers. When you find no clients, you take it along to offer it up to our Lord. Do you think he does not see through all this?
186. Our Lord wants you to give yourself totally, not half-heartedly, to Him.
187. Give up everything, and you will obtain everything. You will save everything. Jesus said, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. John chapter 12, verse 32.
188. Do not think that by giving up everything, your heart will be cold, or your life will be lonely, or that you will not be lovable. On the contrary, your heart will glow with the light and warmth of the Sacred Heart of Jesus instead. Just look at the power of attraction of the saints.
189. The saints gave up everything, but the whole world followed them wherever they went. As we see in the lives of St. John Vianney or Padre Pio.
190. You are not so ready to follow the will of God, yet you allow yourself to be enslaved to many other people.
191. Heart or duty? Which will you choose? Choose duty and carry it out with all your heart.
192. To be motivated by one's emotion in apostolic work may seem to be very good, but take a closer look. Before long, emotions prevail over the apostle.
193. Many frivolous attachments enchain you and prevent you rising to better things.
194. What is important is not the number of your activities, but the degree of love which transforms them.
Dear fellow listeners, we will stop here in the Road of Hope. For more information, we'd like you to follow us via www.mattmaria.org or www.mattmaria.net. You can also email us at mattmaria2000@yahoo.com or via phone with Ms. Kim Ha at 714-265-1512. We look forward to the next time we'll meet again.
Thank you. great the